Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to talk about changing jobs. What do you do when a new job presents unforeseen challenges, which most do? We begin with a question from someone who's left one company for a better position at another company, but realizes the new company operates a much less sophisticated business. During the second half of today's podcast, we'll discuss what you can do if you realize that your new job you've taken is a mistake.
My goodness. Both of those situations sound so stressful.
Yep.
And very challenging. Change can be challenging. I hope that our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, let's go to our question.
I recently changed jobs, leaving one high-profile company for another. My new job is a more senior position, but I find the new company to be far less sophisticated. Their business model is old, and no one seems to have a clear understanding of strategy. I find that it takes multiple meetings and a lot of negotiating just to have one idea considered, and I'm nervous that the leadership may not have the expertise to move us forward. I took this new job because it offered me higher pay and more responsibility. Now I'm worried that I might have made a mistake. What should I do?
Yeah, so I think there could be a big opportunity here. And I would go to the person or persons that hired you.
Yeah.
And find out if they're interested in your forward-thinking ideas that you that you've brought from this old position. If they say no, you immediately start looking for another job. And if they say yes, well, then I think you this is the opportunity. I would create a deck of your ideas. Either, you know, if they're extremely excited about it, you could throw out a bunch of ideas, or you may just want to choose one idea that makes sense. And create a very well thought out deck so that people can actually understand your idea, but and they see it through how it can be incorporated and what the benefits are and what the downside might be, so that you're not just throwing out an idea, but that you're actually laying out the process of how it can be incorporated and and the reasons why.
I like that, Kathy, and I especially like it because I think what it sounds like, though I don't know which the first company and the second, it sounds like the second company is a, perhaps a more mature company, and so change is going to come much more slowly. That's what you're, what this person is learning just by virtue of how many meetings it takes to have one idea considered.
But, you know, we're not living in a slow-moving world. We're, we're living in a rapidly changing world. And some mature companies are understanding that the model of, you know, that slow moving a ship around is too slow. So they're breaking the companies down into smaller businesses so that they can be more agile. So there's an opportunity here, I think, to make a difference.
So are you saying that one of the things you might, this individual may want to do is take one idea, but also taking one idea, consider how it might move through the company in a different way, or how it could be built in a faster, more streamlined way than the current bureaucracy would allow?
No, nothing that big. I was thinking more a couple of ideas, whatever they are. I mean, I'm just sort of talking out loud. I don't really know what the position is, or if it's marketing, or I don't know what they do. So, but maybe just pick one small thing that they can see to, okay, well, if we incorporate this, this is how it would be, it would play out. And this is either a loss of jobs or an increase in jobs. Like, what, I mean, really play it out for them.
So try for a small, specific win in a way, right? An idea that's that they would understand, that would provide some positive results that could then pave the way for more change.
Right. I wouldn't pick the biggest thing. But I think it's important that you make sure that there is a receptivity here, that they're interested from your past experience. Because if they're not, you're going to waste your time here and become even more frustrated.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you learn that a place is not where you should be, then, you know, you have a responsibility to yourself.
Yeah. Right. The thing that caught my attention was I'm nervous that the leadership may not have the expertise to move us forward. And I think that's so interesting because that leadership does define culture, right? Mm-hmm. And really does define the direction that a company can go, and also the ability to spot trends, the ability to be transparent, the ability to communicate a vision of some kind. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's a tough thing if you realize after you've taken a job that you're not that confident in the leadership.
Yeah, that might not be good.
Yeah.
But I think you owe it
to yourself.
Yeah, just this opportunity to see if, well, maybe there is some receptivity here. Maybe they know that they're stale. Mm-hmm. They don't really know where to turn. Maybe they, you know, don't want to go to expensive consultants, and they have me. I'm right here.
Right.
So you just have to, that's the first thing, is you have to find out. And I would go to the people that hired you if they're still there and they're in positions of power.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones, and hopefully it's somebody who you work with. Those are the people who will know whether you're wasting your time or not.
Right. I mean, the other thing I would say that sounds good about this is that you, if this old, business model seems old to you, it sounds like in your previous position, you probably learned a lot of very agile, to use the term, business practices and business tools, and that you do have a lot to bring to the situation. It's mm-hmm. just about seeing whether the recipients are open to it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, it may not be new to them. They may have heard these ideas that you mm-hmm, think, right. And they may there may be a lot of obstacles. But, you know, I think that this is something you shouldn't just keep to yourself, that you really should go and see if there's mm-hmm. support for it. Mm-hmm. And if there isn't support for it, then your answer is obvious.
Right. And I guess what I would like to do from a psychological perspective is normalize this experience because it's not unusual. And I think it's what's interesting is if you come from a culture that you think is forward thinking and where decision making is clear and where the business model makes sense to you, you don't know what you don't know. In other mm-hmm. words, you don't know to expect that other businesses, other companies operate so differently from how mm-hmm. your mm-hmm. original employer did.
Right. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and if you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at AskK2.
If you want to get onto our email list, also text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office. That's at 22828 My Crazy Office, all one word. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on. Go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing what you can do if you realize that the new job you took was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really crappy feeling.
Yeah.
The sooner you realize it, the better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you certainly are not alone. Many people have done this. So as soon as possible, I would see if your old job was available, if you are interested in going back to that job.
Uh-huh.
And many times that people are happy to have you back. It depends. It depends on your situation, but that's one thing. Another is if you were up for other positions, but you took the one you took, see if those are still available. You know, you can call those companies and see. And really the third thing is just go right back into your job search, as dissatisfying as that is.
Uh-huh.
But just go right back into it ASAP.
So I think you're saying in all these situations, it's okay to admit that it is a mistake.
Yeah, people make mistakes.
Yeah, you don't have to stay there just because you said yes.
Yeah, chances are you probably didn't spend that much time at the company. You didn't, yeah. You know, it was a short love affair, so it didn't work out. It's not that unusual. So you want to, you know, you don't even want this to appear on your resume, so don't stay that long. Now, if you end up thinking that, realizing quickly that it's not going to work out, but you kept staying and kept staying, and it's a year now,
yeah.
There's not much you can do. I mean, all the other opportunities are gone. You've been replaced. And you just have to start looking. A year is okay if you find something quickly. And then it is on your resume. What are you going to do with a year?
Mm-hmm. So I'd like to bring up the other part that I think would happen, which is internally, again, that you would feel that a lot of people, you may have a lot of feelings about the embarrassment of admitting it was a mistake, mm-hmm. the worrying that the now employer that you want to leave will be furious at you. If there were moving expenses that you somehow have to pay those back, you know, in some cases, that's what corporations do. And so there's a whole kind of internal navigation that you have to do, probably with some assistance, where it's okay that mm-hmm. it's not going to look good. Mm-hmm. This isn't going to mm-hmm. look good. Mm-hmm. This is a looking bad moment, and that in itself is very humbling, but it still doesn't mean that you should stick with something that's where you're very, very unhappy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we actually heard about a person who went to a very high profile company, digital company, and was like chewed up and spit out, and I think in about 3 months, his entire family there. Mm-hmm. But it was such a mismatch culturally that he knew that he had to leave. Mm-hmm. I think that takes courage, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It takes courage to stay, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just not a good situation. So you immediately have to go into, how am I going to take care of myself?
Yeah.
You know, how am I going to figure this out? I don't think you need to stay in a situation that's wrong for you. It doesn't help your career. Mm-hmm. You're not saving anything, you know, you're not helping them. You're not helping yourself. So you just have to look for your next opportunity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody understands a miscultural fit. Everybody understands that.
I think they do, although I think sometimes the employer who's hired you can be very, very, very disappointed in that outcome. Mm-hmm. You know, if they feel like they've invested time and money in you. And also if they think that you would be great for them. It's hard sometimes.
Yeah, I didn't realize what you were talking about, you know, if the company moves you, move your whole life. That's slightly different mm-hmm. than most just taking the wrong job. I mean, hopefully you would have really done your homework prior to that, moving mm-hmm. your whole family. You should have done some due diligence.
Yeah.
So that it shouldn't be such a surprise. That's a really big one. I heard at a New Year's party this year, I heard a company moved everyone to a different state.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't give anyone contracts. And then when they got there, they downsized and everybody lost their job. That is heinous.
Wow.
It should be illegal, though it's not.
Yeah.
they knew the company.
That's not nice.
Yeah. And they knew who they were, and yeah. they, you know, they didn't see that coming.
Right. Wow. Well, and moving is extreme, although we do know some people who have done that, but I was going to say there are also those who might go for very large. I have an individual who worked always for small startup companies, and then he went for a very large position at a very well-known brand. They gave him a signing bonus, mm-hmm. right? And I mean, there were so many goodies attached to coming on board mm-hmm. that then to realize it was a big fat mistake was a really horrifying experience. So I do think support in those situations.
Definitely.
Hiring someone or going to a mentor or getting some assistance in navigating can be very important.
Yeah. I mean, I think all of these, you know, these mistakes that we all make are not, you know, you think it's never happened to anyone else.
Right.
But they do.
Right.
You're not alone in making these kinds of mistakes. And also, you can always move back.
Yeah. Move back?
If you move to another state for a job, you can always move back again. Mm-hmm. And I know many people that have done that. They've, you know, tried it. It didn't work out, or they stayed for a little bit and then they moved back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, there's no shame in any of it.
And that is the key. is the that, shame. Yeah, I think, for again, just on the personal level, you may well feel ashamed, embarrassed. You may be furious at yourself that I made this decision and it's the wrong one, and I've got all these other people now expecting things from me. So being easier on yourself, not easy like letting yourself off the hook, but just understanding, having compassion for yourself if you find you're in this situation, and forgiving yourself for making a mistake is also part of the process.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for this podcast. Join us next time on another My Crazy Office. Tweet us your stories to AskK2, follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.